Hey. And we have an old friend who is out at Cowboys camp right now in Oxnard to welcome the Cowboys to town today, and he is in charge of coordinating all of the volunteers and setting up camp for the Cowboys. It's our friend Jesse,
Yes. The
American Airlines Center volunteer usher, and now he is working for the Cowboys at camp. This is a big treat for you, isn't it?
Certainly a treat to me to still be useful to somebody.
Well, and you certainly are. You're so good at your job at the American Airlines Center, the Cowboys took notice.
Yes. What's that now?
I say you're so good at your job at the AAC, the Cowboys took notice.
Oh, that's true. I'm 87 years young, and the Cowboys have hired me to set up that training camp in Oxnard. I don't know if y'all
right.
know that.
Yeah, we just mentioned that.
So I have to admit I'm getting somewhat of a late start on this. I just don't move as spryly as I used to.
Right.
You know, ever, ever since the mustard gas and the World War I, I've lost some of my quickness.
I don't think those years yet add up just quite, but
so I have a whole list of things I got to get done before they arrive here.
Mm-hmm. Well, like what? What do you got to do?
Well, Wade Phillips has to have a whole freezer full of bacon and pizzas. And so I have to go buy those, and I can't carry things like I used to, so I have to buy them one at a time from the store, the frozen pizza.
Oh, my gosh, that'll take forever.
Why don't you get some help?
Carry them all the way back and put them in the freezer, then go back to the store.
Mm-hmm. Can you get two at a time, you don't think?
And Leonard Davis, I have to get his stall ready for him. He's so big, he won't fit into a room, and so I also have to go to the hardware store and purchase a snow shovel so I can shovel the meat into his trough.
Oh, you don't need like that.
And Tony Romo has requested a case of condoms.
Well, he's going to be active.
Gosh. He said that he was too close to L.A. to not need a whole case.
So, you got that for him.
I don't think he wants that info out there, by the way.
Terrell Owens has requested that I get his popcorn ready, and then he laughed and hung up on me, so I'm not sure what that means.
I think he's having fun with you.
Pac-Man Jones has to have a fully stocked gun cabinet and a laminated list of strip clubs, so I don't know.
Laminated list.
Of course, Mr. Jones always has me running ragged out here for him.
Jerry or Pac-Man?
No, Jerry. Mm-hmm. The boss man, as I call him.
Right.
He's got quite an extravagant suite out here at Oxnard.
I bet.
So I have to get busy getting his candy dish of Viagra set up.
You're throwing way too many personal things out there that I bet these guys don't want out.
Because I have to unpack all his styrofoam heads so he has a place to put his hat at night.
All right.
And I have to work on the ticket rooms, too. You guys sent me a list.
Yeah, we're coming out there.
We're coming out there.
So I have to set up Norm's room with a Gideon Bible and a hotline to his bookie. He always requests that his racing forms be disguised as a Bible.
Uh-huh.
That's why you always see him carrying a Bible around.
Right. Well, now we know.
And George?
Yeah, I haven't sent any requests.
I've almost got you that Asian hooker.
What?
I can't find one with one leg, though, like you said.
George?
Never
odd.
I would make a request like that.
So you might have to do without the nub love, as you've called it.
I've never called anything that.
All right, fellas, I have to take my pills. So.
Okay, we'll see you in a couple days.
20 pills a day, so mm-hmm. This is...
All right.
Take my medicine.
Uh-oh.
Uh-oh.
See you, Jesse.
All right. Bye-bye. Y'all take care.
Oh, okay. Yeah, you too.
There's Jesse getting training camp ready in Oxnard. 8:48 here on Sports Radio 1310 The Ticket. Bill Parcells, one of the subjects